The Secretary General's Special Representative for Guinea-Bissau, Joseph Mutuboba, told the Security Council the international community cannot afford to be divided over the West African country. He said all concerned parties need to agree on a joint response to facilitate the peaceful restoration of constitutional order to Guinea-Bissau.
The continued delay in the return to normalcy in Guinea-Bissau is negatively impacting on the innocent citizens of the country who want to see a speedy resolution of this crisis. In this regard, the Council may wish to consider the imposition of targeted measures against those continuing to impede the return to constitutional order in the country.
Guinea-Bissau is a country with a history of coups and political instability since it gained independence from Portugal in 1974. Soldiers seized power again on April 12th. The move came ahead of the presidential runoff election that was slated for later that month. The Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, has backed European Union sanctions on coup leaders and wants a regional peacekeeping force for the country. But Mamadou Salou Dijala Perez, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the deposed government of Guinea-Bissau, expressed concern about that plan.
The authorities of Guinea-Bissau are concerned at the mechanisms adopted by ECOWAS to implement the principle of zero tolerance regarding coup d'états. In truth, the solution put forward by ECOWAS could in practice be ineffective in resolving the current political and military crisis in Guinea-Bissau and may aggravate the serious problems faced by the country and may objectively legitimize the coup d'etat by not calling for the resumption of the second round of the electoral process, nor a return of the legitimate authorities and functions.
Special Envoy Mutuboba says he's committed to working with all parties inside and outside the country to try and resolve the political crisis as quickly as possible.
In light of the divisions in Guinea-Bissau, including within and between the political and military groupings in the country, any sustainable solution to the current political crisis must be one that is inclusive of all national stakeholders.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Angola, Jorge Rebelo Shikoti, who addressed the Council on behalf of the Community of Portuguese Language-Speaking Countries, CPLP, said that its members passed two resolutions reaffirming that the only authorities recognized by the CPLP are the ones that result from constitutional and democratic legitimacy. Julie Walker, United Nations.